All right, peeps, you know what's up. You saw talent from the six. You know how to get the rest of the world in the mix. The urban franchise, Tony Montana. Gonna say that the desperate for guessing. So show you what they're about to tell you who they are. Let them promote what they got going on and show you guys how awesome they are. Cause if they weren't awesome, they wouldn't be on the show. It is down to talk with Tony Montana, baby. We have the most and we have the most.
What is going on, peeps? I am the urban franchise, Tony Montana. And this is the first edition of Down to Talk with Tony Montana. And it's a special episode because it's my first repeat interview. I am joined by international public figure. All of you know who she is. The famous violin girl, Bridget O'Regan.
Hey, thanks for having me back.
Thanks for joining us, Bridget. It's great to see you again. How have you been lately?
Oh my goodness. I've been doing weddings and events Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. It's just nuts. Right. In the best of ways.
Right on.
Yeah. Everyone's trying to make up for all the partying they didn't do.
Yeah, that last year, it's hit everyone hard. How did you spend the time off? What were you really doing?
Yeah, absolutely. You know what? I came prepared with a list of things that I did. So right, let me just read off my phone. So I had about like 11 COVID jobs or hobbies. Yeah. So I did at-home recording for film, TV, artists with my Logic Pro Scarlett Solo and AT2020 microphone. Marketing, brand consulting for artists, content creation for companies and brands. Sponsored content to put on my own page, video editing for other artists, contracted live streaming, virtual concert, tip-based live streaming on YouTube, video requests, and just honestly watching a bunch of anime.
Right.
If we're getting real, yeah.
Well, that's like that period was like binging season. What was the new thing that you discovered that's now like, oh my god, this is one of my favorite shows, one of my favorite movies? What have you gotten hooked on?
Honestly, I picked up, and in literally the first week of the pandemic, I picked up on Schitt's Creek.
Yeah.
I'd never seen it before, and it was in it had just finished its fourth season,
yeah,
I believe, when I picked it up, and I didn't like the characters at first. I'm like, oh, these guys are obnoxious. Oh, that's the point. Amazing. Amazing. I just accidentally the whole thing, I think you could say.
Yeah.
I just loved it from beginning to end. And there's so many TV shows that just either go on and on.
Yeah.
Or they have a clear ending. But kind of like Game of Thrones, they're just kind of like, oopsie daisy, crash and burn.
Things are starting to get back. Yeah. Obviously, you're busy right now. Do you have any nice big projects you're working on? Anything coming up that peeps would want to know about?
Oh my goodness. Okay, the thing I'm most excited about is conventions coming back.
Yeah.
Literally, sorry, my eyelash is just being silly. The thing I'm most excited about are conventions coming back.
Yeah.
And my friend and I, Marissa, she's also my very fancy producer and costume making helper lady. So we're just really excited to be going back to conventions, and we have, I think, 2 or 3 new convention videos coming out in the next month, I'd say.
Right on.
It takes about 4 to 8 hours of shooting at the convention, of filming, and then it takes about 40 hours of editing. Uh-huh. Just straight up editing to get it from just videos of me running around being like, hi, you don't know me, can I play a theme song for you? And the parents are like, oh, okay. And the kid's like, yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
But then afterwards, yeah, no, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, right.
So I can't wait for everyone to see that.
Right on.
Yeah. We have some Naruto in there. I play Bluebird, I think.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Right on.
Yeah. Bluebird, some Evangelion. Yeah. It's going to be good.
Nice.
Yeah.
So what is the biggest con you've been to?
Oh my goodness. I'm going to say MegaCon in Florida.
Yeah?
And that was in like May 2019.
2019, okay.
It was so much fun.
Yeah.
It was so much fun. I think that's the biggest. Yeah. I can't say how many people were in there, but yes, insert the number in post here of how many there are. I'll send it to you.
Right on. So, when you go to a con, what is your, cuz I know when I go, it's like see a bunch of cool cosplayers, get some pictures, buy a bunch of comics, and maybe find a cool weapon replica.
Absolutely.
What is your vibe? What are you doing when you go to a con?
Yeah, mostly I'm lucky enough that, you know, Marissa and I are now guests at a lot of these conventions.
Right on.
So our kind of job is to just, I don't know, play music for people.
Yeah.
and usually people are pretty happy about that. And it's mostly for cosplayers. So I have to do a lot of, I mean, it's very hard work watching so much anime. Oh no. I have to kind of keep up on what is popular or what's new. And I will, you know, memorize the theme song, the main theme song of that, of those animes or TV shows or movies, whatever's going on. And then when I recognize someone, I will go up to them and say, hey, I really like your cosplay. Can I play a song for you? And can we film it? And you know, 99% of the time, they're like, oh, yeah, of course, sure. I don't know what's going on. And then I'll start playing and it'll take them a second sometimes and they'll be like, oh, wait, that's my song. Ah! And then they'll just get really happy. And I don't know, it's my favorite thing.
Bridget goes to cons and she will find cosplayers and play their theme song and follow them around, which is like awesome. It's crazy because I watched your videos. I was subscribed to you. I didn't realize our last interview who you were though.
Really?
Because remember we met in the Facebook group for YouTube, right?
Yeah.
So I was like, yeah, cool. I'll interview. But then in the process, I was like, oh my God. I was like fighting myself not to fanboy out in our last interview. It was like... My little bro, he's like a total otaku.
Yes.
He introduced me to you. So he's like, he watches all your videos.
Oh my
all of them are on his favorite list. Like he wanted to be here today, but he had to work.
Aww.
Maybe we'll do an interview. We'll do a third interview. You'll be my first person I interview three times and you'll get to meet Dr. Clone.
Absolutely. Dr. Oh, that's so cool.
He has his own anime character he made up.
Nice.
It's actually pretty cool.
Let me know his favorite song, his favorite anime song, and I'll send it to you to send to him.
Okay,
yeah,
right on.
That'll be good.
So what is your all-time favorite anime?
Oh, there's so many. Right now, specifically, either Dr. Stone, which is, you know, spoiler alert, I mean, this is kind of the hook of the episode, of the series. Humanity is suddenly turned into stone for 3,000 years. And so it's like modern day Japan.
Yeah.
And the whole world just gets turned into stone. And then, you know, of course, it's a bunch of high school students.
Yeah.
But a bunch of high school students wake up and that just everything has been, you know, crushed over the centuries and millennia. And they need to kind of start civilization from scratch.
Right on.
And that was my comfort show in the pandemic because I'm like, oh man, everything is horrible, but at least I'm not, at least I haven't been turned to stone.
Right on.
And it's really cool because it's all scientific based. Nothing is like, oh, this magic happened and then the dragon demon person did something. No, it's like, and they show you how they're going from like, you know, just the base of the base of making, you know, wooden tools to making, gosh, they make a cell phone at one point.
Wow.
And it just kind of like builds off the last thing.
Yeah.
And it's really, really cool.
I'll have to check that out. Yeah. That sounds awesome. That does sound pretty epic.
And Demon Slayer, I mean.
Oh, yeah.
It's just so good.
Oh, man.
It's just so
I've seen
good.
My bro watching it. I have to start that because that looks so epic.
Every frame is a painting.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah, you will cry.
Yeah?
I don't cry at things. I didn't cry when I watched the Titanic. I was like, oh, like, nah.
Yeah.
She should just get, you know, like, share. Okay, whatever. But Demon Slayer, I was like, ugh.
Oh, wow.
It's really good.
I have one question for you.
Yeah.
And I ask everyone I've been interviewing the last year this question.
Okay.
You live in Toronto, right?
Yes.
How long have you lived here?
I've lived here for 6 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you might be able to answer this. Where is the best place to get a Jamaican beef patty?
Oh, gosh. I've seen the threads and the debates. Oh gosh, I'm gonna say Bathurst or Eglinton subway station.
Yeah, Warden and Bayview are the most popular ones. Bathurst and Eglinton. I'll have to try them out.
I believe there's one there used to be one at Bathurst, but I hope the shop is still open. There was like a really nice bakery.
Right on.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, whatever I say is going to be wrong. Of course.
No, you consider the favorite. It's your favorite.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to say Bathurst. Bathurst.
Okay, now, I have this show called Fat Kid Tuesdays.
Okay.
Could you recommend the best place for me to check out? It's all about me trying out new restaurants. and trying out new foods. Do you have a recommendation for a future episode of Fat Kid Tuesdays?
Oh my goodness. Okay. Huh. Honestly, I, like 99% of the time when I'm eating out of the house, it's at a wedding. So yeah. Just crash any wedding and it's some good stuff. No, okay. Where was the last place that I went to that was really good? Oh my goodness, I can't even remember. Ooh, okay, you know what? Las Americanas on College Street.
Yeah.
Like it's a bit of a walk away from me, but they have the best tacos I've ever had in my
life. Yeah? Okay.
They're so good.
I love authentic Mexican tacos. It's been like my new addiction the last 2 years.
Yeah.
Okay. What is it? Las Americanas?
Las Americanas, okay. I believe.
I'm definitely adding that to the list. I'm definitely. Thank you, Bridget.
And everyone's so nice at that. They're like, oh, you're back. I'm like, yeah, I'll have some tacos, please.
So everyone knows, everyone loves your violin playing. You have that very awesome, badass electric violin.
Yeah.
Was that custom made? What's the story on that? Where did you get it?
Yeah, that is from the electric violin shop in Durham, North Carolina.
Right, huh?
And so I was having a lot of neck, shoulder, back issues from, you know, squishing my face up to hold the violin. And just for years, I was just, you know, getting physiotherapy, getting massage therapy, but that's only helping.
Yeah.
And then you hurt yourself all over again. Mm. So it's like, this is getting expensive and I can't do this on the long term.
Yeah.
And then I found that. And that violin is specifically a Mark Woods Viper style, but they, you know, sell them out of North Carolina.
Yeah.
So I went down there in August of 2016 or 17, I believe it was 2017, but I could be wrong. Yeah, 2017. Mm-hmm. And I gave it a try. I tried out the 5-string model. I tried out the 8-string model. I tried out like with and without frets. And, you know, I just tried everything I could. And at the end of the day, I was like, I really like 5-string and I really like frets. Didn't think I would.
Yeah.
But these are really, really handy for when you're working with drummers, bands, DJs. And I put my order in and luckily, you know, 3 months later it was at my door.
Right on.
And it's been literally the best purchase I've ever made.
Nice.
Yeah.
Now, I hope you don't mind. We'd really love for you to play something for us.
Absolutely. I would love that.
All right, peeps. Well, let's get to Bridget soloing us her awesome skills.
Thanks.
It is time to talk with Tony Montana, baby. We have the most and we have the most and we have the most and... Sit at the desk but forgetting. So show you what they're about to tell you who they are. Let them promote what they got going on and show you guys how awesome they are. Cause if they weren't awesome, they wouldn't be on the show. It is down to talk with Tony Montana, baby. We have the most and 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 we have the most.